Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
We'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And you know what we like to say around these parts. The Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell
you got
yeah.
Me and you got Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? I thought you were going to say we were large down low, you know? I thought that was... Okay, that's what I thought.
I meant down under.
Down under, right.
I hadn't said that in decades, probably.
And down under is one word for you guys at home, right?
I know, it's two. You tried to cheat once and make it one word in Tyshirt's
I thought it was one word. That's what they taught me at Columbia. Is that wrong?
That is absolutely wrong. Absolutely. So how are you, man? How was your
weekend? I'm doing great. I was in Vegas this past weekend. Saw Lamar Mitchell, our guy, Chris. He says hello.
Yes, yes.
Great to go to the MGM Grand and have a nice big steak at the Kraft Steak. You've been there. Great restaurant,
nice
really.
Restaurant.
And I'm not doing a commercial for it. Everybody's been there. Great steak. Caught up to some friends. Saw Fred Rogan from KNBC. He was in town. Yeah, he was...
Did you know he was going to be there?
Yeah, he told me. Him and another guy had driven. They flew to Vegas and drove to Utah. Both of their sons were on a basketball, college basketball team, Chris. So
I
they had a game in Utah.
I once about his son.
Yeah, son's a good player.
Yep.
So they went to... You know, they flew to Vegas and then drove to Utah to go to the game. So I met him for drinks.
Okay.
And it is true. I did pick up the tab at the... MGM.
Well, you should. All that money you make. And plus, I know there was something at work there. So I'll leave it at that. All right.
Yeah, let's leave it at that, Mr. Back. What do you got there on your shirt? Back together.
Yes, for my family reunion. Back together again.
Okay.
We have a family reunion every 2 years.
I can't see the bottom. Yeah, every year is too much. Every 2 year makes sense.
Yes, it's perfect. So
we have one every 30 years in our family, so I'm still waiting.
We got Kirk Morrison, Rob, former NFL linebacker, now a SiriusXM NFL host. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour.
Didn't we have him on the show before? That it sounds familiar.
I'm not sure. We did. Okay, he does Rams pre and post game. So great to talk to him about the Rams and more, because obviously there's plenty to talk about. Beyond the Rams, we got super producer Rob G in the house, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos, and on the updates, you heard him earlier,
hey, Steve.
Mr. Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get to it. Let's start, obviously it's going to be NFL, it's an NFL Monday, but big game that was on was the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And one of the reasons it was big, both teams obviously in the playoff hunt. San Francisco looks like it's going to win the NFC West. And it did look like Tampa Bay was going to win the NFC South by default.
Not so fast.
That might be in jeopardy, yes. But also because Brock Purdy, who was Mr. Irrelevant in the last draft, that means he was the last player drafted in 2022. 2022. And he was starting now for the San Francisco 49ers because Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, and obviously Trey Lance got hurt before him. So Brock Purdy's the third string quarterback starting for one of the better teams in the league. And, of course, Tom Brady, viewed by most as the GOAT, was starting for the Buccaneers. And Brady had never lost, Rob, to a rookie starter who was making his debut. And, of course, he not only lost, but lost big. They were walloped by the 49ers, 35-7, and it wasn't even that close. And that's true. It was not that close. And Brock Purdy played well, Rob. Threw for 185 yards, most of it in the first half. They kind of took their foot off the gas.
There was no need. There was no reason to, Chris. The right. Bucs weren't going. You don't want to throw the ball, keep time on the clock, or give them an easy score with an intercept. You don't have. That's yep. Coaching. You got the lead. They're not doing anything. Run the football. You know, pass on third down to get a first down, Chris. That's it.
And they ran, and especially when it's working, they ran for over 200 yards.
Right. You just keep running.
Right, right. But Purdy had 2 touchdowns, Rob, no interceptions, and a rushing touchdown. What do you think? A lot of people are, you know, jumping on the Brock Purdy bandwagon. He's this, he's that. What are your thoughts?
I have no thoughts this early as far as the chances of them in the postseason. This is different from the postseason. So it's a nice start, Chris. Going into the postseason, am I going to check the box for the 49ers? I'm not there yet. I need to see a little bit more because, you know, when you get out to a big lead like that and you have a situation where a team is struggling, you put the quarterback out of harm's way. It's easier to have a good game. And that doesn't mean he can't play or I'm discounting him or I'm just saying – there comes a time when you might be in a playoff game, Chris, where you're not up 21-0 and you need your quarterback to throw you back in the game or whatever it may be. And so I don't know. So I'm going to the jury's still out for me, but a nice win, a nice start, but I'm not ready to crown them anything.
Yeah, I mean, the jury on Brock Purdy has to be out. I think anyone would say that the jury is still out. He's played not even 2 games. He's played 7 quarters. Now, he's looked very good in those quarters. Looked good when he came in for Garoppolo after Garoppolo got injured against Miami. And it was early. So Brock Purdy helped build that lead and get that win over Miami. And then, like you said, they had a big lead, but Purdy helped build that lead with his touchdown passes and even his run. But you got to wait and see. We've seen Mike White look great. We've seen Cooper Rush look very good. Bailey Zappi look great. You see these guys step up as we talk about, they're going to get tape on him at some point and you'll start to know his tendencies and then it'll get a little tougher, but he does look good. 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. in his seven quarters. They couldn't have looked much better on Sunday. And what I'll say is this about the playoffs. As you said, I mean, we don't know how he's going to perform the rest of the regular season. But the reason that I give them a shot in the playoffs is because the NFC is just bad this year. The only team I definitively put ahead of the Niners, who are great around Purdy, great. You know, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. We just heard Steve DeSager say he'll be back from the sprained ankle before the end of the regular season. At least that's what they're saying. The defense is the best in the league, or certainly arguably the best in the league. Receivers, running backs, tight end, George Kittle. They got it all. Offensive line is powerful. And the only team, Rob, in the NFC that I would put ahead of them definitively, in my view, some might not even put them, is Philadelphia. We'll get to Dallas later, but I'm not ready to give them anything. Tampa, we'll get to in a moment, looks horrible. I mean, Minnesota, Rob, we'll get to them. Detroit, Detroit looks good and just handled the 10-win Minnesota Vikings.
You know, I'm going to be honest. They would. And I had no idea that they were giving up the most yards. You know, when you have a 10-2 record, we've never been on the Vikings, okay? Neither one of us all year. But I didn't know how porous their defense was. I did not know that they were last, Chris, in the league with giving up yards. I did not know.
And Detroit has a good offense.
Right, you know? They can score.
They have a good offense, yep. And so that's my thing, Rob. And it's not just about the quarterback. We're just talking about Tom Brady, who even at this point is still better at 45 than Brock Purdy. But Brady's lost to P.J. Walker, Brock Purdy, Kenny Pickett. Like, you know,
the list is too long, Chris. Right. We don't even have space on the internet for all the names.
So the quarterbacks in the NFC playoffs, Dak, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, Brady, they're not scaring you. Brock Purdy, maybe Jared Goff, maybe Taylor Heineke, Daniel Jones, who knows? And so that's why I do give them a shot, because they're so good around Purdy. And, you know, we'll see if he can keep up playing as solid as he has. The other team, though, Rob, and I know you're dying to get to this one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm just going to be brief. I'm writing them off. I'm done with them. Meaning they may still, they're not a lock to win that division. They got to play Carolina. Carolina's won 3 of 4.
What are they doing without
Baker Mayfield. Darnold, you know, they're not, I'm not saying Darnold's been great, but Seattle yesterday.
Yeah, that was
shocking.
And
they beat Tampa 21-3 earlier in the year. So what I'm saying is, they're not a lock to win that division, but even if they do, let's assume they do. Rob, I'm saying it. No way they get out of the NFC. No way Tampa Bay, which is a bad team, gets out of the NFC. So, yeah, I'm writing them off.
Yeah, I mean, you always thought that they'd have a puncher's chance with Brady, but, Chris, I think yesterday was another example. We've seen it all year, and there have been a couple. You know, I always call Brady the luckiest of all time, and he's won a couple games. He had no business winning. What was the game they won last week? Remember, they were dead all game.
They rallied, and he did rally. Yeah,
no, I know, but
if that against the Saints,
but also the Saints stepped out of bounds. You don't want to play that killed them. But my point is, this has been them all year. They've struggled all year, and to think that some switch is going to be, you know, flicked and the playoffs come and they turn into a juggernaut. I'm with you. I don't see it. I cannot get over, like, how off. And now they say everything's on the table for Brady, which is just shocking to me. From retiring, after you could have repaired and saved your marriage maybe, but, Chris, maybe it's deeper than that. So
I hope so.
Right, because if he retires after this year, that would be like really?
Well, I
think it's got to be more.
If he retires and the marriage was going south anyway, that's one thing. But Rob, I hope to, and I got to be honest, Rob, I don't care if he would have been the MVP and won the Super Bowl. If he got divorced because of football.
Right. I got
after
you.
All he's already done at his end. Come on, man. I hope
after 22 years, it's got to be deeper. I'm with you. Okay, but And then they say he could come back to the Bucs, or he could go to another team. Like, you know, you hear the rumblings about the Patriots maybe going back there or something. But anyway, yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, two picks yesterday. Chris, he doesn't look like he has any connection with the receivers.
Part of it is that because his offensive line is bad and because he's ancient, he's trying to get rid of the ball really fast.
Just can't throw it up. Right.
He don't want to take a pop. And that's a part of it. But look, do I think he can go to another team, a Las Vegas, a San Francisco, a pretty good team and do something? Maybe. I mean, he doesn't look horrible to me. But he's certainly not just a guy like a Mahomes or Burrow or Allen or Aaron Rodgers a year ago who's just going to make it happen based on himself.
Right.
You know, the offensive line is banged up. They got no run game whatsoever. Like you said, his connection with his receivers isn't there anymore. He doesn't have the tight end blanket in Gronkowski that he's used to having. And he needs a lot more help at this stage of his career. So, I think they're done. The only reason anyone, and some people I'm sure do this, Rob, but the only reason anyone would give them a prayer is two words, Tom Brady. And that's just based on not what you've seen this year.
No, that's on rep. That's on reputation.
Right. Absolutely. It's like when we say, and granted, we've seen a tad bit more, Rob. It's like when we say, oh, don't count out the Lakers. They got LeBron. Okay, that's it, though. I mean, and LeBron's playing better than Brady is, for sure. But it's just reputation. And
right. It's not based on, guy. Right, right,
right.
Absolutely.
Not current stuff. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in. Is Tom Brady, are Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers toast? No chance whatsoever of reaching the Super Bowl. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man
take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
And we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg, y'all. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own. And we believe that so much that it's backed by a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you do get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Your turn to weigh in here on the Odd Couple. 877-99 on Fox. Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers done?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with James in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, James?
What's going on, Chris? What's going on, Rob? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us, my man.
No doubt. First off, Rob, I want to thank you for the drinks we had in L.A. It was a good time. Thank you for teaching me about this wonderful world of journalism. I appreciate that.
No doubt. That was great. No doubt. Absolutely. Much success.
So real quick. Now, Tom Brady is done. Just like you guys said, he is done. He's through. The Buccaneers are done. The Panthers are on their way up. They just may well win the division without Baker Mayfield. Tom Brady just needs to go home.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going home.
Brady is done, but this team is done.
It doesn't look the same.
I think he could come back next year and be decent and pretty good somewhere. Yeah, in the right situation. But this ain't it.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it. Hey, Steve in San Jose, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve?
Hey, fellas. Happy Monday.
You too, man. Magic City Monday. You know it's a good Monday. I got dollar bills.
Oh, let's go. So, nah, man, got to take Tom Brady's side on this because too many times he shows like he could still get it done. And first, Tampa Bay has a very, very good chance of winning that division. All they could get is 7 wins, and they got the 4 seed in a home game. And then it's just any given Sunday.
But when you say any given Sunday, that's so cliche. Just tell me what you're watching, because they're averaging less than 17 points a game all year. They've struggled all year in the red zone. So I hear you when you say any given Sunday. But yes. What are you watching?
I see Washington take down the invincible Eagles, and that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but that really is an any given Sunday. We've had one team go undefeated throughout the entire year in playoffs in the history of the game, 100 years. So they're 12-1. What I will say is this. Like I said, I don't see them beating San Francisco. I don't think they're better than Dallas. Now, if they met Dallas in the first round, because that's what the matchup would be right now, I believe, could they beat Dallas, Rob? I don't think so, but I think Dallas could beat itself.
Right. Chris, I took the words out of your mouth. I would say they might not be able, but the Dallas could beat itself.
Right.
I'm with you.
I think it would be somebody else. San Francisco, Philly would knock them off, but Dallas, who knows?
Let's squeeze one more in. Jerome in Charleston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jerome? What up, Romy Rome?
Jerome.
The big intro, nothing.
He's been doing all that time.
There he is.
No. Boys to Men song, come to the end of the road, and always remember, Father Time is undefeated.
I guess that's your answer, huh?
There you go. Boys to Men. Come on, Chris, go ahead and sing it.
The Legend Snow. I almost went to see them in concert a few weeks ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were in Newark. We didn't go, but we almost did.
You know, I'm still waiting for like the older, like when the old rappers start doing their Vegas things, Chris. Are they doing it?
Oh, Vegas, not Vegas.
Like, you know what I mean? When they're doing the Vegas thing.
They're doing the tours, yeah, not Vegas. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be interesting. You think you ever see that?
I don't know. I like, but the hip hop crowd is getting old, Chris. You know, like they're getting old.
You're right about that.
So if the hip hop crowd is 50 or 60, you know, years old.
How gangster can it be, though, in Vegas? Every night.
It could be gangster, you know? And you got the Hoochie Mamas up there on stage. How about that?
Will Smith, some of those groups, maybe. Although Will got a little gangster in him. He showed us that.
Well, yes. It didn't work out real well for him.
No. All right, Kirk Morrison coming up, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Kirk Morrison, who's a former NFL linebacker, now a SiriusXM NFL host. Kirk, welcome to The Odd Couple.
What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
We are great, man. We are great. Let's start with the Rams. We know you know something about them. Baker Mayfield, it was a great story what happened on Thursday. Do you think this is a situation where Sean McVay, being a coach that is good with quarterbacks, is going to bring out the best in Baker Mayfield? If not, I'm not saying every game this season, but that he'll bring out the best in Baker Mayfield and turn his career around this season and going forward?
I mean, you look at his track record, honestly, Chris. I mean, tell me, Sean McVay has kind of done that with other guys. I mean, he's worked with Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is still in the league. He's the backup quarterback. Possibly may see him tonight with the Arizona Cardinals. You think about Kirk Cousins. That's another guy Sean McVay worked with while they're in Washington. He's worked with, obviously Jared Goff, who's had a resurgent career. And obviously he's in a situation in Detroit right now where he's playing some of the best football this season as well. So, yeah, Baker Mayfield is a win-win for the Rams. You brought in a quarterback who is better than what you have on your roster right now with Bryce Perkins and obviously John Wolford. But then if the Rams, if he plays his way into a situation where somebody signs him, the Rams will get a compensatory pick if he signs somewhere else in free agency. So this was a win-win for the Rams, but also it gives them an opportunity to compete over the next couple weeks. And honestly, this is something that's not being talked about, but I really feel like this could be something. I think, Rob, you can help me out on this. I really feel like this is a situation where this could be a backup plan if Matthew Stafford decides to retire. No one's about this, but
sure.
If you've got a situation with a quarterback that is having, head injuries, concussions, necks, spinal type injuries, to me, that always tells me you're one hit away, not from your season ending or missing a couple games, but possibly missing, for the rest of his career. And I know, look, his wife and the family aspect of what the Stafford family has been through, I don't know how much longer Matthew Stafford can continue to get hit as a quarterback with a lot of the injuries he's maintained. So
I
think Baker Mayfield is a backup for him.
Yeah, and I think Stafford's wife wants to retire from throwing pretzels at fans. I think that's the end of that for her. but what you said is not out of the realm because Chris and I on Friday, Chris, didn't we play that sound from Mike Lombardi? Former GM. Yeah.
And 70%.
He said 70%. Like there's a chance that it could happen. So that's a good call on your part as well. How about the Cowboys? Always playing down the competition. There were 17.5-point favorites, needed a miracle to win that game against the Texans. This is what scares people about the Cowboys. Where are you on them? How much do you buy into them? And maybe this is the reason they haven't done anything since the Louisiana Purchase was in escrow.
You're right about that. Honestly,
Kirk, you're the first person who hadn't heard that joke, so I'm glad you laughed.
Man, he going way
get a
back
new reference, Rob. I don't know the Mayflower proclamation.
That's right. All right.
Hey, man, you could have said that they ain't done nothing in the iPhone era, and people would have definitely understood. That's more for the younger folks.
That's too recent, though.
Yeah. But go ahead anyway, Kirk.
But no, I'll be honest with you guys, I really believe this. The Dallas Cowboys know where they're going to be at. They know they're going to be a team that has to win on the road in the playoffs because Philadelphia has done their job, they're doing their job. They're a couple wins away from locking up the number one seed, I think, in the NFC. So that tells me the Dallas Cowboys will be a wild card team that has to go on the road and win. That's what it's going to come down to. Whatever for me, whatever happens in the regular season, I'm honestly, I could care less because I look at what happened in last year's playoffs, right? I look at a team like the Cincinnati Bengals. I look at a team like the Rams. These are like the four seeds last year, and yet both of these teams made it to the Super Bowl. I think the Cowboys just want to get in the tournament, and they have a brand. They have a style of football that works in the playoffs. Now, obviously, you can mention, you know, past the transgressions with the Cowboys, but I think this year they don't have that pressure that they had last year, being that they had the home playoff game and they had the 49ers coming in. I think they'll be a more relaxed team, and it's games like yesterday are the ones that you find ways to win rather than going out and tearing apart a Colts team a couple weeks ago that you really don't know who they were. The Colts are a bad team, so you don't get much out of it. You get what you get a lot out of beating a Texans team when you didn't play your best, but you still found a way to win.
Yeah, the only issue I have with and the only other issue is when Green Bay was god awful, they gave up that game that they controlled for most of that game. I don't know. They just bother me. Last year, they had the highest scoring team in the league, and they struggled, if you remember, against San Francisco and lost to a team where Jimmy G didn't even have a touchdown. I mean, like stuff
they
like that.
They just seem like something's going to go wrong, Kirk. I mean,
they do.
You're right?
No, I get what you guys are saying, honestly. I hear you. I really do. But I know that the playoffs are going to be different for the Cowboys. I think that the regular season games, it's just too up and down for me right now. And obviously they realized that. That's why they went to go sign T.Y. Hilton today to bring in one added weapon for Dak Prescott. So I think that this team has what it takes to make it in the playoffs this year. I think they won a playoff game. I honestly believe that because they don't have that same pressure that they had last year. Last year they were supposed to win. They had the opportunity.
But Kirk, is that success? I hear you. They could certainly win a playoff game.
Correct.
But to me, in this NFC, six, and Rob, you know I said this weeks ago, NFC title game or bust if you're the Cowboys. Anything less than that to me is a failure. And I think they probably will fail in that regard.
In this man's NFC, I agree.
This is an NFC that's bad. You got San Francisco, Philly, and Dallas. That's all I see.
You don't have the usual suspects, right?
I've seen a
you don't have the Rams. You don't have the Packers.
Right.
You don't have Brady. You don't have those guys.
This is probably the most wide open the NFC has been in a long time, right? There is no clear-cut favorite outside of Philadelphia with what they've done. And obviously they had a taste of the playoffs last year and got beat down pretty quickly by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think Philadelphia sets themselves apart, but I think when you put who's that next team though, and who is the team
Niners?
That's going to
do you believe in the Niners with Purdy?
I don't.
Really?
And the thing is, it looks good right now. Trust me, everybody's like, "Oh, Brock Purdy." But then, and we've seen in the playoffs, you're going to have a quarterback make some plays for you. I mean, that's the way that I think the legend of Joe Burrow was made.
Didn't I just
year.
Say that, Chris? That's why I can't. I'm with you. You eventually have to make some plays, and that's where
we were just talking Matthew Stafford, but regardless of what's happened with his career, last year Matthew Stafford made the plays in the playoffs that put that team in the Super Bowl. So that's what I'm talking about. Your quarterback is going to have to make plays. That's what I've seen. Look, great seasons, and you know you had the good offense and the good defense and all, but when you think about the past Super Bowl champions of at least what the last 3-4 seasons, it ain't been about a defense, it ain't been about an offense, it's been about a quarterback. Last year, who was it? It was Matthew Stafford making the plays, especially the
and
final
Jaworski
drive for the Rams.
Chart, not
yes.
Well, I mean, look,
hey,
I'm with you, Kirk,
year,
in general.
Brady, though.
Yeah, I'm with up? You in general, but Jimmy G, and Rob and I both like Jimmy G, but he right. hadn't made a lot of plays in the playoffs.
You know what's crazy is he won two road playoff games with no touchdowns, which is just unbelievable. But let me ask you one last thing. I know we're running tight. OBJ, what was that? Was that a dog and pony show? I mean, obviously the Cowboys wanted a wide receiver because they signed they got Hilton.
Hilton.
Right. What do you make of what OBJ was selling? Because obviously he's not ready to play and nobody was willing to sign him to a contract. I mean, I don't even understand. Why would you go on that tour if you're not ready to play?
Because he's never been on a tour before. Remember, he was traded from
New York. So he was having fun.
To Cleveland. He was traded from New York to Cleveland, right? Then he was released from Cleveland and he signed with the Rams. It wasn't a situation where he's never had this free agency. It's like him being recruited to LSU all over again. And so in a season in which OBJ is not in the news because of his play on the field, he found a way to be in the news on his free agency of who's going to pick him up. And I'm saying, you're picking up a guy who can't help you in a regular season. He's coming in to just – he's trying to get the final. He wants to be a part of the group project, but he ain't put in no work. Let's be honest, right?
Right.
He wants everybody to turn in the project, and he gonna show up when it's time to get the grade and say, "Hey, I won," and that's not gonna work. Come on, OBJ. This has always been about 2023 for OBJ and which team wants to pony up the money, the guaranteed money for next year. But we all know every single year it seems like there's always 5,000 receivers in the draft coming out of college. And so that's where I think it hurts OBJ is that you're starting to see these young wide receivers come out every year. And how much money do you invest in an OBJ who's more on the back nine of his career rather than the front nine?
All right. That's our man, Kirk Morrison. Great stuff, man. We'll get you on again, brother.
Always. Chris, Rob, always being with you guys, man. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Peace. Shekel City is next. And New York is going gaga over Mike White. Not surprisingly. Rob Parker's being a hater. Keep it locked. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday, coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. And come on, fellas, how many times do I got to tell you? When are you guys going to get on board with me? Get on board. I'm trying to tell you that. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, Friday night, a little Shekel City, 3-0, some cash. And again, in Vegas yesterday, I did three NBA games and won some money, so I'm happy about that. Shekel City, bet MGM, and I was at MGM this weekend as well. But here we go. Tonight, I got the Celtics minus 4.5. They play the Clippers in L.A., Chris. That's my best bet. Mavericks minus 8.5. They take on the Thunder. And I'm going with the Cardinals plus 2.5 over the Patriots.
Wow.
I am. Patriots 6-6 road game. I don't know, Chris. Sometimes what looks obvious, you know what I mean, just doesn't always work out.
Cardinals are so bad.
I know, but I'm going to take them plus the 2.5. Who knows? Maybe they'll lose by one, you know, or
right,
two.
Right.
Good. And I can still cash out on that. So we'll see. There you go. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, let's go here. The Jets have lost their last two games, but they're still high, at least the fans, on Mike White, the quarterback who replaced Zach Wilson. You're not.
No, Chris, I'm just going by the numbers. It's fine. If they say he solidified himself as the starting quarterback going forward, I don't know how, okay? Let me just give you the numbers. So, because this is the same exact pattern from a year ago. Last year, White had this great game, the great win over the Bengals. He threw for 405 yards, 3 touchdowns. But outside of that, he went 0-3 with 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He lost by 41 points to the Patriots and 28 points to the Bills. So this year, they give him a chance, and he has a great win against the Bears. He throws for 315 yards, Chris, 3 touchdowns and a win. Since then, 0-2. No touchdowns, 3 picks, and is completing 57% of his passes, huh?
Two picks.
Is it 2 or 3?
2.
Okay, then 2 picks. And completing 57% of his passes. So, I mean, I get it. If you don't want to go, if you just want to get away from, I just forgot his name already.
Zach
my God.
Wilson.
Zach Wilson, Chris. If you just don't want him, that's fine. But to make it like Mike White is playing great or something, and I know he got injured yesterday and he came back, and I give him credit for all that, but the numbers aren't good.
Numbers ain't that bad. I mean, I disagree with you. I'm not saying he's your guy necessarily next season. You know, like I'm certainly not saying they found their quarterback, but this season, it obviously isn't Joe Flacco. And I think White's playing well enough to keep the job right now. He's playing way better than Zach Wilson did. They haven't scored. He hasn't thrown a touchdown the last two games, but they are moving that ball up and down the field. They beat Chicago, who they are supposed to beat. He throws 3 touchdowns, no picks, 315 yards. He threw for 369 yards against Minnesota.
Yeah, was
they
the most.
To lose it was the Minnesota.
Chris, everybody else is averaging 425 yards against Minnesota.
Not so, quarterbacks. Not every quarterback's not averaging that against the Vikings.
So what they're doing is, he had the most yards of a Jets quarterback without scoring a touchdown, which is a dubious mark. And I get it. You can move the ball, but at some point as a quarterback, you got to get in the end zone as well. That's all
no
I'm saying.
No doubt, but to act like he's not playing well, they look completely different offensively with him. Like, he's playing way better.
They're
than
losing
Zach
still,
did.
Chris, with that
they,
defense.
But they lost to Minnesota, who they should lose to, and they lost to Buffalo, who they should lose to. in Buffalo.
If you're ever going to make that next step, it ain't about just accepting losses. It's about trying to win.
But you don't bench a guy for a guy.
I'm not saying bench him.
77 yards in his last game.
I'm talking about them talking about he solidified himself. He didn't solidify himself to me.
No, for this year.
You might not want Zach Wilson, but he ain't solidify anything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.